Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back, everybody. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week, joined in studio by Fred Jackson and Tony Vitagliano, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Hey, everybody.
With the flamingo shirt today.
Yes, I got my psychedelic flamingos going today.
I had some bad spaghetti once, and I think I saw those psychedelic flamingos.
I think I saw them in that Dumbo segment. Like they were dancing around.
I forgot about the original Disney animated Dumbo cartoon.
I'm hoping to trigger a flashback from your days of heroin addiction
Mission accomplished. Well, I was never addicted to heroin, but I was addicted to several other natural substances. spaghetti sauce and whatnot.
There you go.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Still had a problem with that.
Pretty serious addiction to that.
Exactly.
So, all right, Steve. Now, we had made a promise to our listeners in the first hour, no more Fauci, but you actually have some good stuff.
With your permission.
Yeah. Let's go back to it. I'm not done ranting.
Well, okay, so I just got off the phone earlier with Sandy Rios, and we were talking about the Fauci testimony yesterday. One of the things that she brought up was the diary that he kept, and the things that we found out about him, his arrogance and his self-aggrandization through that. Well, RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking with Fox News, and he read the diaries and found something that everybody else seems to have missed. Listen to this, cut 17.
One of the things that was new to me in his diary was his admission that he got a pulmonary infarction in July of 2021 after receiving the vaccine. So he took the Moderna vaccine on national TV, telling in a very, very highly publicized press conference to show people that was safe. Then he got one of the primary, most expected adverse events, which was potentially deadly blood clots in his lung, myocardial infarction. He kept that secret from the American public, and we only learned about it because of his diary. He was getting the best medical treatment that is available to anybody in the world, at Walter Reed and all these other centers. There were doctors fawning over him. Meanwhile, he was telling other people to take this product and concealing the fact that he himself, after announcing this press conference to show it was safe, had actually gotten very, very sick from an injury that was highly expected and highly likely to be caused by the vaccine.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I did not know that.
Nor did I, folks, until...
This is the kind of thing you can hear on American Family Radio from American Family News. I'd not heard that anywhere. Hmm. He hid that, knowing full well, Fred and then Tony, knowing full well that had he told the American public, with all the other stuff that was going on around about myocarditis and the infarction? What was the word? Pulmonary infarction. With all the stuff that was going around, that would have gutted the push for people to get the vaccine, and he kept that. Now, listen, let me just say this, and Fred, I'll pitch it to you. You don't have to rant, okay? You guys don't have to rant if you don't want. I'm not even saying that there is a causal relationship between getting the vaccine and having these heart issues. But the fact was, at the time, nobody could discuss it. Exactly. Nobody was allowed to discuss whether there was a causal relationship or at least such a strong correlative relationship that maybe we should hold off on giving people the vaccine. That's what upsets me the most about the fact that he hid this.
You stop and think now when you watch these ads for drugs on TV.
Yeah.
They spend most of the ad saying, here are the possible side effects.
We joke about that.
There's a law in place that forces these companies to do that.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
You know, but apparently Dr. Fauci found himself above all of that.
Right.
that I don't have to tell the people, even when it happened to him.
Right.
And this, one of the repercussions of what happened during COVID, the American people, if they completely trusted our medical system, it deteriorated dramatically
right
after that. And also the trust in officials who we have trusted to oversee health concerns, oversee what pills, you know, we joke about, you know, our politicians investing in Pfizer and all of these sorts of things. And then you hear this story coming out of the diary, and they say, there's got to be some truth to these rumors, you know, that these politicians, they invest in these medications. But it's in some ways, you know what you just told us, Steve, does not surprise me about this man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. This seems to be the lane that he goes through life in.
That's a good phrase.
Well, Tony, all we were told was follow the science.
Yeah.
But not really.
Look, I'm going to have a pulmonary infarction just listening to that.
Did you know that?
Well, Steve caught me right before the last break.
Okay.
That's the first I've heard of that. So I'm going to come out and say what Fred was saying. I'm going to come out and state it. I mean, Dr. Fauci is worth $12 million thereabouts. 100%. Highly likely that he had a financial vested interest as well as other politicians in both Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer experienced its greatest year in history over the course of 2021 and around 2022, I believe. I mean, they made billions of dollars, and it was because they were getting paid billions of dollars. They were getting paid. Basically, the government was funding them to produce these vaccines, and there was this push, you know, pressure socially and, you know, at your place of employment. There was heavy-handed push to take this vaccine, and it's just unconscionable to me that something like this would happen where Dr. Fauci would experience a very common, now again, causation. I'm not going to sit here and make the statement that it was causation, but a very common correlative side effect of this vaccine, and would keep it to himself because more than likely he owned stock in Moderna and Pfizer. More than likely, I'm going to say, not with certainty, but highly likely. And something like this coming out, the Saint Fauci coming out and saying, "Hey, I had some pulmonary issues after you know, just so happened to be after I take the vaccine," would have put a huge damper on the mass adoption of that vaccine.
Especially after he did the big video thing of him getting the vaccine.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was...
And to me, I get it. You can't... There wasn't enough information at the time to make a causation statement that this causes this. But it's the fact that all this information was withheld. All of the information should be presented to people. When something, there's a situation like this and an emergency like this and unprecedented push for a vaccine, development and push and public campaign for a vaccine like there was in 2021 and 2022, part of 2022, you need to present all of the information freely to people and let people decide for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that is why, to Fred's point, that people no longer have a trust of the medical industry, of the scientific community, is because you didn't give me all the information at the beginning and let me make the decision for myself. Maybe I would have heard about Fauci's pulmonary infarction and said, you know what, still COVID's still scarier to me, worth the risk. I'm going to take it anyways. Yeah. But there's a lot of people, and I think the reason why they held it, there's a lot of people would have said, I've known a lot of people who got COVID and survived, and I'd rather not take the risk.
Yeah, because I don't have access to Walter Reed Medical Center.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go.
Add to that, just for a second, add to that, people who did have concerns and other ideas were punished.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And silenced.
Exactly.
So you put those two things together, it gets pretty Russia and China.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I'd toss Australia into that into that group of countries. Let me just say, in answer to one of the things you said here, Tony, is I think the reason they you said, and this is the way we used to perceive life in the United States, give the people all the information, let them make up their own mind.
Right. Mm.
I think because so many progressives control the country, I don't think they trust the American people with that decision.
Well,
they say, you people, they may not say it, they won't say it out loud like this. They'll say, you people are too stupid. We are the experts. We're going to tell you what to do, and we'll make the decision for you.
Let me just take this to its logical conclusion. If we don't have trust in our medical system, all you gentlemen, except maybe Tony, know that as we get older, we are subject to medical tests and things that are not pleasant. They're not easy tests. We have to start watching things. We have to start trusting our doctors more and more about our health. And if you don't trust your doctor, I'm not going to get the test. There's no reason for me if I don't trust him, which means that I'm less likely to get the treatment that I might need if a cancer comes up or some other disease comes up, which means that the deaths that they say that he was responsible for because of COVID, that we're not done counting.
No. Yeah, listen, I just want to say I do trust my doctor, my physician. Okay, I no longer trust the people who inform him.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's the breakdown for me. I do want to say that we don't know whether Dr. Fauci got money from Pfizer and Moderna if he had stock. I do want to kind of make sure that. That claim has a caveat. The fact that he's worth $12 million makes me very suspicious. I don't think you can be worth $12 million based on a salary working for the federal government.
No.
I don't know what his wife was worth or any of those kinds of things. But I no longer trust, and haven't for a while really, Dr. Fauci as a man of integrity.
Right.
So I think far too many people on both sides of the aisle are bought and paid for by big corporations and big money factions in this country. And I don't trust Anthony Fauci as far as I can throw him. And I may be able to throw him. He's not a real big guy.
He's not.
I don't want you to get sued, but I'm not saying, you know, with certainty. Obviously, that's me just... It's just there was a lot of money. Pfizer made a ton of money. And there was a monopolistic relationship, an oligarchical relationship between these big companies, pharmaceutical companies, and the government. Basically, people by the millions were required to take these vaccines. The government was paying... And reimburse because the vaccines were free, right? You go go get the vaccine for free,
right?
And then get your booster, and then get your second booster, get your third booster, fourth booster. Keep on going,
all free,
right? And the government is subsidizing all of that. I mean, billions of dollars. If you had bought Pfizer stock at the end of 2020, you'd be doing real well at the end of 2021.
Right.
I'll just say that. So again, I'm not saying definitely. You know, here or there, but.
All right. Well, first of all, Steve, thanks for lighting that rocket again.
My pleasure.
All right. What else you got?
Let me back up something that Dr. Wendler, I know you guys were talking about, or to him about indoctrinating the schools that are indoctrinating. I have a story here from Washington State. A mom named Maria Varchetto is talking about her daughter, who is a fourth grader at Martha Lake Elementary School. Martha Lake, Washington, is a suburb of Seattle, to the north of the city there. She's in fourth grade, and she was going to her music class, and the teacher in the music class decided to play this video. This is Cut 12.
Hey there, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Teddy. Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff.
Today, we're celebrating Pride Month.
Part of one big
stuff. I'm definitely an activist, and doing this show is a big part of my activism.
This is activism?
Sure is.
Does that make me an activist too?
Definitely. And do you want to know a secret? Just watching and learning from Queer Kid Stuff makes you an activist too.
Yeah, your kids are...
All right, so this was done without parental knowledge
Correct.
Or approval.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, you this morning in our story meeting when Steve played this, mm-hmm. Steve is just always a breath of...
I've got good news to end the...
okay, good. So he played that. You called that demonic.
Yeah.
Circumventing parents to basically preach an evil message mm-hmm. to children mm-hmm. without parental knowledge or approval, and using cartoons yep. and using upbeat music. This is sick.
What came to my mind and why I call it demonic is it's what Satan does. Satan takes whatever God's people are using and will twist it. Well, the first thing that came to my mind was it sounded so similar to videos and messaging that my kids have, and everybody's kids, a lot of kids have watched in like Sunday school, mm. all right? Like the videos you watch in Sunday school, you know, teaching kids about, you know, Bible stories and the gospel and presenting it in a way that is palatable and ingestible and that they easily relate to and understand, you know? And this reminded me of that, but that's why I said it was demonic, is because it is teaching kids and twisting their worldview towards a accepting a lifestyle that is inherently sinful and wicked, and then teaching them to go out that's okay, and that they can also be an activist. You know, they can yep. be a proselyte for the LGBTQ movement. You know, you are, by watching this, you are an activist. It's just demonic. I'm just going to drop it there.
Yeah.
How old was the little girl?
Fourth grade would have been about 9.
9 years old. You see, the education system there in this suburb of Seattle, they're well aware. We got to get the kids early.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
We got to indoctrinate them.
Yep.
They probably were taught something different at home by mom and dad. So we've got them in the classroom. And kids at that age trust that person at the front of the classroom.
Right.
They're good people because mom and dad probably told them, you obey your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And this teacher then presents this. What is the first impression for that little girl is, this is true. Mm-hmm. What's on this video is true, and I need to abide by that because I trust my teacher, because mom and dad said you should trust your teacher. But Dr. Wendler was saying this. This is why parents, they need to find out. Right. Now, fortunately, in this case, this mom has found out.
Well, the girl came home and told her about the experience in there.
Good for her.
Told school officials her daughter recalled hearing during the lesson that students could identify as gay, lesbian, transgender, asexual, non-binary, or two-spirit. So the good news in this case is that the mom and the daughter had a good relationship. They could talk about
yes.
this stuff.
Yeah.
So
well, and here's the other thing that does make this demonic, and that is not only... does the child trust the teacher mm-hmm. to be a vessel of truth?
Mm-hmm.
Any contrary message that the child is hearing at home or at church now becomes suspect.
Yes.
Right.
Because if the teacher's telling the truth mm-hmm. and we got the little cartoon figure talking about it and the happy music, what's wrong with my parents? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with my pastor or my priest or the preacher who's talking and is telling me something different? This is why this is so evil,
mm-hmm.
is that now the school has insinuated itself between the student/child and the other authority figures in their lives.
It's the confluence in a child's mind of, my teacher teaches me 5 + 5 = 10. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact, right? There are 26 letters in the alphabet. This is how you pronounce them all. This is how you read. The kids are learning that your teacher is telling you facts and truth, right? Is teaching you truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then what they do is they bring in these other ideas, these other ideologies, And they're in the child's mind, what this teacher is teaching me about this must also be true.
Right.
Because, you know, this is everything else. Mommy and daddy tell me that, yeah, you know what? 2 + 2 = 4. And this is how you do subtraction and blah, blah. And anyways.
What snarky caveat to you. Probably if it's like a lot of school, not all, a lot of schools, they're not teaching them 5 + 5.
Well, maybe not. Yeah.
And they're not teaching them how to pronounce, because we know kids are ending up, young adults are ending up in university, and the university is saying you got to go back and learn to read.
Yeah.
You know, but they are getting this stuff.
Tony, 5 + 5 that. Equals gay. You knew that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, this has been going on for a while. This is one of the reasons, folks, why AFA has continued to stand against this movement is because of the kind of sinister attempt to separate a child from parents and church authority, and it doesn't get any more evil than that. And doing it secretly, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
All right. Hey, we told you yesterday about 16-year-old lifeguard Ryder Williams in Santa Cruz, who was rescued a 10-year-old kid. We're finding out that he didn't end his day there. The teenage lifeguard who saved a number of young swimmers at Seabright Beach in Santa Cruz has been identified as Ryder Williams. He's 16 years old. He rushed into the water to save a 10-year-old child whose name was Nathaniel Ray. More surprising, however, was that the rookie lifeguard returned to duty immediately after the rescue and went on to help in 4 more rescues as the hazardous surf increased at the beach. This, it was Seabright Beach. There was a hurricane down in south in Mexico, and it was churning up the water. And the president has said he's going to invite Ryder Williams to the White House and award him a high civilian honor. I don't know. He didn't name the honor. There are a number of awards that something like this could.
He'll probably talk to others in his administration and say, what can we give this young man?
And look forward to seeing him at the next State of the Union address.
Well, first of all, it was extraordinary yesterday. Yeah. You showed the video to us. I was blown away by the power of the ocean. This young man went in, disregarding his own safety to save. This video of this 10-year-old, that kid was exhausted. That kid would have been swept away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he turned around and went back and apparently helped with 4 other rescues. What an extraordinary young man.
It's a good day, right?
It was a good day.
Yes.
Fred, I just say this, we're almost out of time here, but this young man, Ryder Williams, age 16, he's going to start off with some high civil award from the President of the United States.
Yeah,
that's what courage does. Sometimes it rewards it, and this young man's probably got a bright future.
I don't know who his mom and dad are.
Mr. and Mrs. Williams.
But they raised a great kid.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a lifeguard anyway, you already, it's like going in, it's like being a nurse or someone like that, that, you know, I'm going to help people.
Yeah.
You already a young man.
Mom was like, I'm so proud of you. Also, that was your last day as a lifeguard, though, because you're no longer going to be one.
That's true.
Don't you ever do that again.
That was so dangerous.
You got to find a new career choice, son.
And the dad was going, just rub some dirt on it. Yeah. You're okay. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to our anti-St. Fauci rant today. Again, it made us feel very good inside. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Lord willing, we'll be right back here tomorrow for Trivia Friday. Hope you'll join us.